Jeff in the morning. It's time for our Monday morning conversation. Mondays on Main, let's call it that. That's what I'm looking at. Jennifer Turkowitz and Jessica Witte are here from Tumwalk Main Street. I got used to saying Main Street Monday. And then as I'm going to say that, then I look at money. It's been messing me up all morning, Jen.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I was trying to be catchy, but yeah.
Mondays on Main works for me. I'm just going to go with what's on the paper. That way I don't get messed up.
There you go. Perfect.
Jessica, thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I always enjoy a conversation with you.
Yes, I enjoy a conversation with anybody smart.
Well,
and both of you fit that description.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop there. I was like,
I usually have the conversations that aren't smart off the air.
There you go.
And I've had a couple of those already since Saturday night. So anyway, it is what it is. So how are either of you depressed or anything like that? How big of a Packer fan are you, Jen?
I'm a Bears fan. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Okay, bye, guys. Have a good day.
No. Some of my favorite people are Bears fans. I have a lot of respect for that organization.
They have come so far.
I'm not saying this year. Just generally, overall, they're one of the icon teams of the NFL. Our two teams go way back together. If it wasn't for one, the other one wouldn't even be here. We owe you guys our existence.
Well, I'll tell you, even though I am a Bears fan, and I've always been a Bears fan, I can't say enough about the Packers organization, though, as well. I mean, going to that Hall of Fame, I mean, how many people have that kind of history and have it there, and you can touch it and feel it and look at it? Like, people kind of forget about the history, and they're only thinking about the now and the presence. But, man, to be able to go back and to see how far both, like you said, the Packers and the Bears, that history, and the NFL would not be here if it wasn't for a couple of those guys that you can really pinpoint how they brought this team here.
I love the rivalry, and it was your owner that gave our owner some money back in the day so that we could keep things going. So I've never forgot that either. So I'll always be a little bit of part of me has a soft spot for the Bears.
Bless your heart. So. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
But I'm not watching them the rest of the way. I promise you that.
That's all right.
Jessica, how about you? How are you doing this morning? Are you a football watcher at all?
You're going to die to hear. I actually went to sleep at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Really?
So I thought the Packers had won, of course, and woke up Sunday morning and really got, you know, that slap in the face. So
it was a rude awakening.
I was like, oh, easy peasy, game's great, going to bed, everything's fine. No, not so much.
I was pouting in the first quarter because I literally saw Caleb throw that first interception and he's pouting on the bench and I'm like, I'm gonna go pout too.
Yeah, well, he rebounded nicely.
He did. I was impressed, and I even said, because like when it was still kind of going back and forth, I'm like, you guys, there was still like a minute whatever left, and I'm like, you guys still have enough time. I said, if it can't be the Bears, I don't care. If it's like NFC North, like I'll cheer for the Packers if it's going to be the Packers. Like NFC North, let's do it. But
what a bummer.
Anybody downtown have some good French onion soup that you know of on the menu? Because I was going to say, we could go downtown, talk football, and have some French onion soup. It's French onion soup day today, so now I've got that on my mind, and I'm trying to find a really good bowl of really good bowl of French onion soup. And I would think that'd be a great way to talk about some football today.
Right? What's brewing in Northwoods Cafe? They really do a great job. They make homemade soups every day. They're really good. I would check one of those, too, because I'm sure they're on top of that French onion day, that one of them's going to have it, for sure.
Well, that'd be a very good way to spend some time at lunch today.
Yes.
Well, we should probably talk a little bit more about Main Street now than the Bears and Packers, right?
I suppose we should probably do that, huh?
Got it. Main Street, let's talk business improvement districts. We hear about BID districts all the time, and not everybody knows what that is. So let's start right there, Jennifer. What is a BID district?
Sure. So a BID is, as you mentioned, business improvement district. So what it basically is it's kind of a boundary, a set area. So, for example, here in our downtown, our BID district is considered from like Anti-M's and TTT, and then it goes to Crossbridge. So it's all of those businesses on that four-block stretch, and then we go alley to alley. So, for example, Bumper to Bumper is in, but you cross over that alley, so then Tomahawk Monument and Big Bear technically aren't. So that's kind of our BID district. So what happened is moons and moons ago, it used to be the Tomahawk Downtown Business Council. So a bunch of businesses kind of got together and realized, hey, you know, we can only benefit each other if we work together to do some things. So it started out as that, and then they realized if they formed a BID and went and got that Main Street designation, that was going to open up even more opportunities for those businesses. Mm. So
Now, Jessica, speaking of business, as far as being in that bid district, what advantages does a bid district bring somebody if they're part of that?
Absolutely. I think one of the best things that ever happened, again, is that that collective decided to go and become Main Street designated, because now we're really closely associated with the WEDC, the Wisconsin Economic Development
Yes.
Council. And they offer grants, they offer training, they offer renovation opportunities to people. That Jen does a really good job. And if you're in the district and you don't get her information, please reach out. If you own a building or you have a business within a building, there are special projects and programs that can really help you get to the next level. I think we just got a report that $17,000 came into our bid district last year from the WEDC for specialized projects. Of course, over the years, some really big financial help has come to help renovate and retain some businesses down there. So I think that's, in my opinion, one of the biggest advantages. And from a bank perspective, right?
Yeah.
If we can get a business that can get a grant, and then they have to match that grant or take out less money in a loan, how beneficial is that?
Very much so, especially in the times that we're in right now. Every dime counts in a small business, for sure.
Absolutely.
So as far as this bid district goes, is this something that you have to maintain? How do you stay in this to reap all these benefits? Is that what being in Tomahawk Main Street is? It keeps you in there? It keeps you aware of all this stuff and let you know what's available?
Yes. Yeah, so well, like I said, it's kind of right now those boundaries are set. Now, every year in like about October, we actually do have to go before the city. The city has a committee. We have to have our operating plan, our budget, all that together. And we present that to the city. That bid committee approves it. Then it goes before Common Council and says, yep, okay, your plan is awesome. That sounds great. Let's keep this going downtown. We're going to keep that same district going. And then we, you know, start going through things. And then WEDC comes in usually about March. And then we go through actually another accreditation audit with them to make sure that all of the different offerings and things that Main Street programs provide, that we're hitting those marks, that we're doing those opportunities, and then that way we can continue to be a Main Street. We can continue to offer all of those services to those businesses.
You know, something else I've always wondered, if you're within those boundaries that you've defined, are you automatically a member of Tomahawk Main Street and the bid district, or is this something that you opt in or out of?
Nope. If you are within those bid boundaries, you are automatically included in there. Knock on wood. You know, everybody is seeing the benefit. Nobody has requested to be opted out, and I know there's like a calculation or a formula that, you know, heaven forbid that they decide that they don't want to be a part of it, they could disband. But again, when you look at how far we've come, we're going into our 18th year here as it'll be our 18th celebration this year. You know, all the things that we've been able to do is at Main Street, and even again before us at Downtown Business Council, the benefits of banding together and everybody working together to bring people to our community. I just can't say enough about the teamwork that this community has.
And I think it goes beyond. I mean, it's how the Main Street looks. It's how it functions. It's how our businesses kind of exist within there. And I think anybody who's been to our Main Street can tell that a lot of work has been done to make it inviting and to really bolster all the businesses that are down there.
There's been one storefront that had a fire right before I got to town here almost 15 years ago. Now, how is the old bookstore doing? I've been hearing that it may be open for business some way, somehow soon.
That is correct. So as Jessica had mentioned a little bit earlier in the conversation, one of the benefits being with the WEDC is that there are some grant opportunities. And so many people, I'm sure, are familiar with the building downtown, the old laundromat, Dean's Grocery Store,
right.
That received a WEDC matching grant, and so they're doing renovations there, and that's going to be renovated into a two-bedroom, two-bath apartment upstairs and then office space
right.
Downtown. We have another property owner who is going through that same process now to receive that grant, and if that does go through, then that building will be combined with the current building that was Bambino's, you know, historically
oh, yeah,
as
yeah.
Nachos, that it will become one large entity there.
So does that mean Nachos is expanding?
It's actually not Nacho who owns it. It's a different business owner
okay.
here in town, but his plan is to renovate that and maintain that as a restaurant right there for them. Yep.
Understood. So good things are coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
The WEDC, is that, are these grants, is that what allows people to just be in this without paying any dues and still get to benefit from all the good things that come in? Does that have something to do with that as well?
It's one of the, I guess, advantages of being a bid district is that we have access to all of those funds. And like I said, one of the things that has impressed me about the WEDC is not just the renovation and the grants, but they do some really strong education that we can offer to our businesses. Everything from, you know, simple marketing techniques to how you stay funded, how you stay sustainable in the current marketplace. They will offer education on that. And again, Jen does a great job. She tries to get them to actually come to town and offer some of these courses to our business owners. So they just have to be kind of on the lookout for that stuff.
Yep. So there is actually, the businesses do pay a yearly fee as part of their taxes, and that does help fund like the organizational side of Main Street. But then, like as Jess mentioned, all those things that were all, the trainings and those are all free services that come as part of being a Main Street member. So we're able to offer that too free for all of our businesses. You know, if you're at, you know, even if you're like an entrepreneur, you know, and you need assistance, or hey, I've been in business for 5 years, I think I've got a really good thing going, but I kind of want to, am I going in the right direction? I need a little assistance. They're there to help you. I mean, whether one question, big question, whatever. And again, free services, like Jess mentioned, you know, we had about $17,000 back in 2025. It was about $17,000 worth of value of resources that came to our downtown that was free to our businesses and to our owners.
You know, oftentimes, especially strong-minded people, you get a whole bunch of them together, and one wants to go this way, another wants to go this way, and somebody else has really going to throw a monkey wrench in the way. They've got another plan. I think that being a part of a Main Street organization where everybody's pulling in the same direction, I think that's one of the best benefits of this. Am I onto something here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the general consensus is when one rises, we all rise. Whether it is bringing an event downtown. You know, we have a fall ride as part of our Main Street events. We have the wine walk as part of our Main Street events. Getting people to come downtown is such a small piece of it, but all of the businesses have to be on the same page. They all have to, we just had, of course, the windows downtown for Christmas, right? You have to get everybody to see the value of why that is important and why it can help make them successful, whether they're a retail business or a service-based business. And we have a mix of both downtown.
Hmm. Speaking of the windows, I got to jump out of turn here. But speaking of the windows, I heard so much feedback from people out of town that came here just for that. They heard talk about it on the radio. They think, boy, you know what? That sounds kind of cool. It's going to be a little cold. We'll bundle up, but we're going to go see that. Just a little bit of outside the area feedback that I got. I'm thinking how much more came in. What did you hear about all that?
It was a really great event. Like you mentioned, it was chilly, but people still came down. You know, they came down. They might have snuck out a little sooner than they have in the past with that weather, but they came and they loved it. I mean, we had such a great time. It was a really nice parade that came first, and then when those windows started, you know, people took to their characters, and they just, you could just see it. I've never seen, just so many smiles. We had one little girl in front of our window. We were six geese laying, so we were laying eggs in the window.
Okay.
And she just sat there and she giggled and then the eggs weren't being laid fast enough, so then she'd tap on the window when she was ready for the next one. They engage with the people in the windows. We had so much fun. It was just really a great event for families, for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And those reactions, Jessica, with your marketing background, you can't buy that kind of marketing, can you?
No. And the things that we have become known for, again, not just a beautiful downtown, right? We are known for flowers and our beautiful Veterans Honor banners, but the events, Tomahawk has become a hub of activity for the area. And like you said, there's a difference between people in Tomahawk knowing about our windows and our Christmas events, but bringing people in from outside and then having them talk about it and go home and bring more people. And that's the dream. Yes. That's what we're living for.
Yes.
You got to stand out some way, somehow. And sometimes businesses that, you know, they're so busy running the business. How do they figure out some of these kind of cool marketing things that'll help bring? And that's what Main Street, that's where they pick up. So businesses can just concentrate on running that day-to-day business, and you handle so much else for them. You take a lot off their plates.
Yes, that's the goal.
So you talked about a big party coming up here, some celebration. You talked a little bit. Are we covered on the stuff that we really wanted to cover? Because you had some great notes. I really appreciate your notes, Jen. I really do. So did we cover
Absolutely.
All that kind of stuff? Okay, so we know what Main Street's all about. We know the benefits it brings to our community and the individuals who run those businesses downtown especially. So with all that in mind, How are you going to celebrate all these years of doing business here in downtown Tomahawk?
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to thank our businesses and our property owners. I mean, really, to have that cohesive group who, coming together and working together, you know, it's been huge, and we greatly appreciate that. So what we do in February is we have our State of the Street, our annual meeting. So it's kind of it's open to the public so that they can come learn some more about us, too, as we're trying to do here today, to kind of educate people about Main Street and what we can do for our community. But it's also a celebration of our BID members. So, we come together, we do that State of the Street, we kind of recap what we've done, where we're going. Great time for our businesses to come and network with each other. You know, as you said, they're so busy running their businesses. It's a chance for them to just sit down and enjoy each other's company. Yeah. And just, I mean, really to, I don't want to say pat each other on the back, but really, like, we're all working so hard. We're all coming together to make this community special. And so we do that dinner for them.
So who's invited? Just the Main Street folks in business? Is this something that the public can come and check out if they want?
Absolutely. We highly encourage all of our businesses to come down to celebrate all that we've accomplished together, but then we do open it up to the public again. We want folks to understand the importance of the Main Street program, and we want to thank them too, because if we didn't have folks supporting those businesses downtown, It would be really hard for us to do our mission here at Main Street as well. So we want to thank everyone for supporting shopping locally and shopping small.
We get a lot of volunteers at that event too, and yes, I think it's important to note not all of our volunteers, and actually very few of our volunteers, because our businesses are running their businesses, our volunteers come from outside of the BID district.
Sure.
There are folks in town who dedicate dozens of hours and days a year to make this happen.
The people who water the flowers, maintain the benches and all that kind of
that's
stuff.
Just
God
one
bless
group.
Them.
That's
oh,
one
I
group
know.
Right there. The Rainmakers. Yeah. We're probably pushing around 80 to 100 volunteers that we have to make that happen. Plus, like you said, we are operated under a board that, and they're all representatives of our BID businesses, or like our day-to-day operations. So, I mean, we've got so many people who understand our mission, and we're excited that more people are asking questions and wanting to learn more and be a part of that.
It's been a while since I had one, but my go-to place for a burger in downtown Tomahawk has always been the Pine Tree, but it's been a little while since I've been. I would assume those burgers are still as good as they ever been.
Absolutely.
And so the meeting is February 19th. It's a Thursday evening. It's the State of the Street meeting at the Pine Tree Supper Club. Social hour is at 5, dinner at 5:30. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock, and the public is invited. If you just want a good meal, you want to listen to what's happening with the business community downtown, this is going to be a good ticket to have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
And so what else can we talk about Main Street here? I've got about 2 minutes left here, and so how are we going to fill our last 2 minutes? I know how to do this.
Perfect.
When I first started here at the Big Q, Main Street was brand new. Mm-hmm. And I knew what a benefit Main Street is because coming from Eagle River, they had a Main, and I saw how Eagle River turned their downtown around,
yes,
and boy, that was a huge story
amazing
back then, too. So when I got here to Tomahawk, I was so happy to see it's a Main Street community, but the leadership was a little iffy. It was like a revolving door there for a little while. You've been sitting in that executive chair now for quite a while, Jen. You must really love what you're doing here, first of all.
I do. Yeah, I'm going on my sixth year here. I love this community, and this job has been a blessing. I can't thank everyone enough for their support.
What's been the highlight of your 6 years here so far?
Honestly, gosh, I keep saying it, but really and truly, I feel like every year, which is probably terrible to say, I've been here, I'm going in my sixth year, but I still learn something new every day. It's still really exciting, and it's just really been good to see we're still progressing. We have come so far in the short time that I've been here, but to see where our plans are, where we're going, I'm really excited, and I hope everyone will join us for the ride, because we're just going to keep rolling and getting bigger and better.
Jessica, from the board's perspective, how important is that consistency in the office?
Absolutely. What we've been able to see happen since Jen has been at the helm is that the events that are good are just getting better, right? So she's taking the wine walk is successful. How can we make it better? I'm on the fall ride committee. How can we bring back some things that had been lost even since COVID? Like, what do we need to do? It just keeps getting better. But she also has the mind to look at things and say, this is no longer serving us or serving our community or serving our businesses. let's get rid of it. Let's try something new. It's been a great partnership. We have a really good board of directors right now, and we're moving in a great direction. Yes.
It's got to be an attractive thing for people that want to relocate here and open up a business, knowing that our business community has got their stuff together so well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they're so well supported. Again, I mean, anytime there's a question or anything, if we can't answer it, we know somebody who can, and we're going to get you the help you need. We're never going to let you leave you hanging.
Right.
Well, if you like what you see in downtown Tomahawk, there's a Main Street office right down there. Poke your head in there and say, good job in there, folks. Thanks for keeping Tomahawk's downtown everything it can and should be.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you both very much. I want to say Happy New Year to both of you for
Thank
the first
you.
Time
you
here.
Yes,
and
you
again,
as well.
The meeting is February 19th, Thursday evening at the Pine Tree. Social hour at 5, dinner at 5:30, meeting at 6. We'll have another Mondays on Main segment coming up next month, I hope.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Mondays on Main next month right here on the Sunrise Show.